Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the news bulletin. I am Matsina. The Nagaland government has constituted a job reservation commission to review and recommend a suitable policy for equitable representation of various tribes of the state in government employment. The commission will be headed by retired IAS officer R. Ramakrishnan as chairman and includes senior officials from the departments of Home, Law and Justice, Higher and Technical Education, and Personal Administrative Reforms. The committee has been empowered to access all government records and call any government official to brief on the matter. The commission is tasked with examining provisions tied to reservations in government employment in the central and relevant state governments. It will review the state's existing job reservation policy, examine educational and economic criteria, consultations with stakeholders, including tribal bodies, student and employee groups. The commission will propose suitable criteria and percentage for granting reservation to a tribe, suggest measures for robust implementation. The commission has been given 6 months to submit its report. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated today at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, IIA Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. It will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, Mr. Sripad Yeso Nayak, Union Minister of State, Ministry of Power, and Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will also be present on the occasion. We have a report.
This year's Ayurveda Day will highlight the enduring legacy of Ayurveda and its contribution to health and ecological sustainability under the theme Ayurveda for People, Ayurveda for Planet. To mark the occasion, the National Dhanvantari Ayurveda Awards 2025 will be presented to distinguished contributors in the field of Ayurveda. The event will also include the inauguration of several facilities at AIIA Goa Hospital, such as the Integrative Oncology Unit, Central Sterile Supply Department, Blood Storage Unit, Hospital Linen Processing Care Unit, and the Ranbhaji Utsav, a festival showcasing local forest vegetables. The celebration will also feature important collaborations through the signing of Memorandum of Understanding. Onnulu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions across various sectors. In order to provide relief to the textile industry, the government has brought down the GST on man-made fibre from 18% to 5%, while the tax rates on man-made yarns have also been reduced to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. The decision will directly benefit the textile sector in the country. To support the domestic toys industry, the government has also slashed the GST on toys and sports goods from 12 to 5%. This decision will make toys more affordable and also support domestic and MSME toy makers. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is reshaping urban spaces and improving the quality of life for citizens through the Smart City Mission.
The Smart City Mission is reshaping India's urban landscape and turning aspirations into reality. Launched in June 2015 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the initiative aims to enhance the quality of life in India's cities through smart and sustainable solutions. While launching the Smart City projects in Pune, the Prime Minister said, "The Smart City concept in itself is a mass movement."
ये स्मार्ट सिटी कंसेप्ट ये सिर्फ इस काम के लिए इतने पैसे दिए जाएंगे वो नहीं है, ये अपने आप में एक बहुत बड़ा जन आंदोलन है। ये बीते हुई कल के अनुभव के आधार पर उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव रखने का एक सार्थक प्रयास है।
Over the past decade, the mission has seen remarkable progress. Out of more than 8,000 projects, nearly 94% are now complete. The initiative combines retrofitting of existing areas, redevelopment of specific zones, and citywide smart solutions. As the Smart City Mission completes 10 years, its impact is visible across the country. The mission stands today as a landmark initiative, redefining urban development for a new India.
A counter-terrorist mock exercise will be conducted by National Security Guard, NSG, along with state stakeholders today and tomorrow at certain locations under Chumukedima and Dimapur districts. Commissioner of Police Dimapur therefore appealed to the general public not to be alarmed during the conduct of these exercises. India storms into the semi-final of Under-17 SAFF Championship in Colombo with a thrilling 3-2 win over arch rivals Pakistan. Goals from Dalalmon Gangte, Gunleba Wangke Rakpam and Rahan Ahmed sealed a win for Blue Colts. With this victory, they have finished at the top in Group B and have advanced to the semi-finals. India will face Nepal in the semi-finals next on September 25th. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.